headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has instructed his representatives not to sign the communique by all seven leaders attending the G7 summit in Canada Friday and Saturday, citing statements by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after he left. Trudeau closed the annual G7 summit in Canada Saturday by refusing to budge on positions that place him at odds with President Trump, particularly new tariffs on steel and aluminum that have irritated both Canada and the European Union. He said in closing remarks that Canada will proceed with retaliatory measures on U.S. goods as early as July 1st.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
But White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says on Fox News Sunday, President Trump did Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau a courtesy by attending the summit.
He did him a favor, and he was even willing to sign that socialist communique. And what did Trudeau do as soon as the plane took off from Canadian airspace? Trudeau stuck our president in the back. That will not stand.
British Prime Minister Theresa May echoed Trudeau pledging to retaliate for tariffs on EU goods. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan and joined the bloc, which is widely seen by observers as a means for blocking American influence in Central Asia. The summit is being held in eastern Chinese coastal city. Political analysts see the Chinese leader Xi Jinping's statements as a direct statement toward the U.S. This is VOA News. It is no accident that